Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Previously on A New Winter. Your mother, Jackie said. Your mother's been dead for years. This is episode 24 of A New Winter. What do you mean? I asked. What do you mean she's dead? Jackie took a deep breath. Look, you're not well. In the head, I mean. But I couldn't take it. She was wrong. I knew she was wrong. And I'd seen some strange things, but my mum, she'd been around the whole time. Her mug of tea was warm when I left. And it was her mug, wasn't it? Jackie could see that my mind was racing. Calm down, she said. I didn't mean to upset you. My mother's alive, I said. Okay, okay, she agreed. Your mother's alive, that's great. I don't have time for this, I have to... Oh, shit, and she looked behind me. I turned around to see Inspector Dewbridge, paused in the doorway, just staring at Jackie. There was a moment of silence and then Dewbridge started running. But as soon as he moved, Jackie was up and running through the back of the cafe. Dewbridge pushed past me and chased Jackie. I followed both of them, just trying to keep up as they ran through the street behind. Jackie had gained quite a lead and took a sharp right. Dewbridge followed, and then shortly after myself. And I saw Jackie climb over to the other side of a brick wall. Where the hell is she going, anyway? Wait, I said to both of them, but neither of them were listening. I tried to cut her off at the library, but once I went into the car park, all I could see was Dewbridge just panting for breath, standing by the entrance. Fuck! I heard him shout. So I ran over. What's going on? I asked. Why are you chasing her? You don't understand. Just leave me alone, okay? Look, I have every right to... But then he cut me off. Every right? Listen to me, you little fuck. You've been nothing but a nuisance this whole time. Actually, you've been nothing but a nuisance since the day you were born. Why don't you stop moaning and crying all the time and grow up? At your age. And with that, he walked off and I was shocked. Why had Jackie run? And did I even want to go home right now? My head started hurting again, just thumping. I headed home anyway, I was terrified of what I may find, but as I opened the door, I could smell toast. Oh, she's fine, I thought. Jackie doesn't know what she's talking about. But as I stepped in, I saw that it wasn't my mum. It was Nicola just sitting there at the table and eating toast. I helped myself, she said. Yeah, I can see. So, she said, you stood me up. Eating away, but not even looking at me. No, it's not that, I said. I found someone. Oh, she said. A new whore, I suppose. Wow. What do you mean? No, I found Jackie, my friend I was looking for. Huh. Okay, so where is she then? Well, I don't know now. I just went to meet her. She ran away. Oh, she ran away. Convenient, she said, rolling her eyes. Well, no, it's not really convenient, is it? I don't understand. Like, what do you want? Why are you here? Well, we agreed to meet, didn't we? And I want you to help me find my sister. I said, why can't people just leave me alone? I'm not doing anything, I said. Look, you want to be a hero, don't you? She said. The knight in shining armour. Save the damsel in distress. Well, did I? Is this really what I wanted, actually? I mean, what was happening right here, right now? Well, come with me, she said. This is my last chance to find her. Well, you're my last chance to find her, I should say. Why me? You're going to take me to your friend, Mr. Tooley, she said. I don't want to hear any excuses. You're his friend, aren't you? No, I'm not his friend. Are you mad? I hardly even know him, I said. Yeah, well, what about this? She said. And there, in her hand, was the security footage tape, the one I'd left in my pocket that she had clearly taken, the one that shows me killing Nikolai. You lied to me, she said. You fucking stood there and lied to my face. No, look, You what? You didn't mean to? You saw me fucking kill someone over that very tape. That's why she wasn't talking, wasn't it? Because you were there. She was trying to save your skin, and you just let her die. What kind of man does that? I don't know, look, I don't want to hear it, she said. Looking at this, you and Mr. Tooley have some kind of connection, and you're going to get me the answers that I need. I can't, I said. Nope, not so fast, she said, as I started to walk forward, and in her hand I saw a small pistol. I got this originally to kill Nikolai's boyfriend, she said, and these other rapists. But I think I'll wait for a bit first. You obviously might be more useful than I first thought. So now, we're going to see Mr. Tooley. I don't know where he is, I said. Oh, I know where he is, she said. In fact, we've been there before.
If you enjoy the show...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Oh, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.